All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. And we are coming to you this week from the BMO Harris Bank Center, and we have a big signing. After his appearance a couple of weeks ago, we have officially signed Raven to a contract. And we've also signed Steve Southern, one of those guys that was truly a workhorse, although never really got anywhere. He was a workhorse in the Southern promotions, therefore, you know, given the name Steve Southern. But as we look today, we have nine big matches, three titles on the line, as Kendall Windham defends the television title, Cowboy Ron Bass defends the Illinois heavyweight title, and then Jerry Lawler defends the American heavyweight title in our main event. But before we get into all this, opening match is a tag team match. Two Cold Scorpio and Wild Card facing off against Lance Storm and Disco Inferno. And we start off with a great tag team match. It involves a great variety of styles as all four men are involved in the match. Wild Card has Disco trapped in a camel clutch, but Storm has Nick Patrick distracted. Patrick doesn't see Disco tapping. Wildcard releases the hold and tags in Scorpio. Scorpio springboards into a 450 splash, but Patrick refuses to count the pinfall because Scorpio is not the legal man. Pringle tosses Storm a chair. Storm nails Wildcard with the chair. Scorpio disgustedly leaves the ring as Disco crawls over to cover Wildcard for the pin. Your winners, in a time of 10 minutes, 19 seconds, are Lance Storm and Disco Inferno. Dustin Rhodes comes out to the interview desk. Lance asks him what his deal with Lawler was last week. Dustin says that Lawler wanted his help to make sure that he would have the title match at Christmas Chaos against Gold Dust for the World Heavyweight title. Lance agrees that Lawler, as the American Heavyweight Champion, should expect a shot at the world title. Dustin tells Lance that he's putting the cart before the horse. Just because Lawler is the American Heavyweight Champion 4 weeks out from Christmas Chaos doesn't mean that he'll be the American Heavyweight Champion at Christmas Chaos. Dustin tells Lawler that he will accept a match against him tonight, but Lawler has to put the American Heavyweight title on the line to get that match. Dustin says that Lawler is obsessed with becoming the World Heavyweight Champion again. He takes great pride in being the first PWA World Heavyweight Champion. However, he didn't hold that title very long. In fact, without a couple of worked title changes, Lawler is the shortest reigning world heavyweight champion. Dustin wants his shot at Tully Blanchard and the world heavyweight title. But that road goes through the American heavyweight title and Jerry Lawler. Dustin throws down the gauntlet once more. Lawler wrestles him with the title on the line tonight, or he can forget about it. Well, I've already spilled the beans as to what was going to happen with that. But we'll get to it. All right. First title match on the line is the television title. Kendall Windham facing off against, who knows? This is the last of the open invitations that we have had. And nobody's told Kendall who it is. So Kendall and Trish come out to the ring. They climb into the ring, and Trish takes the microphone from the ring announcer, and she hands it over to Kendall. Kendall says he's been trying to find out who this mystery opponent is. No one has been able to tell him who signed the last open invitation for the television title. The entire arena is in shock when Ahmed Johnson comes through the entryway. He stomps down to the ring. He and Kendall have a good match. Kendall has Ahmed locked in a full Nelson, and it almost looks like Ahmed is going to tap. Dan Spivey stalks down to the ring. Nick Patrick tells Spivey to go back to the dressing room. Ahmed begins to tap, but Patrick doesn't see it. Kendall releases the hold as he realizes that Patrick isn't paying attention. He tells Spivey to leave. Ahmed grabs Kendall from behind and hits the Pearl River Plunge to get the pin and the title. In a time of 10 minutes, 15 seconds, your winner and new television champion is Ahmed Johnson. And Ahmed and Spivey just kind of stare at each other as Ahmed is given the television title that Spivey held for so long this year. Nothing comes out of that, but now we have the next match. And after a month of negotiations, we have finally signed Raven to a contract. And as I said, we also signed Steve Southern. So therefore, we are having them two wrestle each other. And Raven has an easy match with Southern, pinning him after the Even Flow DDT. As Raven's hand is raised, Gilbert rushes the ring and nails him from behind. Gilbert stays on Raven until Southern and Nick Patrick pull him off. As Raven sits up, Gilbert spits on him. Raven just smirks and rolls out of the ring. Next match has Iceman King Parsons giving an opportunity for a singles match to Psychosis. The fans were split between the two babyfaces. Psychosis works to keep his aerial maneuvers throughout the match. Psychosis comes off the turnbuckle with a corkscrew plancha while Iceman is standing, but Iceman moves out of the way, and then he hits the bunt thump for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 49 seconds. Your winner is Iceman King Parsons. After the match, Iceman extends his hand to Psychosis, but Psychosis refuses. Psychosis leaves the ring as Iceman stands there dumbfounded. Next match has Bob Holly facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And Gilbert is still reeling from attacking Raven earlier. He takes out his frustrations on Holly, but Holly turns it around after a couple of minutes. Holly ties Gilbert up in the ropes and says, "Pay attention to me. I'm not Raven, but I'm the one kicking your ass." Holly takes Gilbert immediately out of the ring with a running clothesline. Gilbert gets back in the ring, but Holly drops him with the swinging neckbreaker before a knee drop off the middle turnbuckle for the pin. Your winner is Bob Holly in a time of 6 minutes, 17 seconds. Holly celebrates his win, but it is momentarily interrupted by Raven. Holly shrugs his shoulders and points at Gilbert before leaving the ring. Holly continues to celebrate as Raven and Gilbert stand toe-to-toe in the middle of the ring. Holly grabs a chair and slides back into the ring behind Gilbert. Holly nails Gilbert across the back with the chair, sending him into the Even Flow from Raven. Holly gives Gilbert a couple more chair shots before throwing the chair out of the ring. Holly and Raven play to the crowd before leaving the ring separately. So as they all leave the ring, we have Jerry Lawler coming out to the interview desk. Mark Lawrence comes around, and Lawler takes the microphone away from him very unceremoniously and starts tearing into Dustin about the unworthiness to have a championship match. There are only two people in the NWA who are worthy of a title shot. One happens to be the World Heavyweight Champion. The other is the former World Heavyweight Champion, Goldust. Dustin is not on that list. Lawler begins to make a few more remarks before I come out to the interview desk. I remind him that he is the one who made the original challenge last week. If Dustin is willing to accept Lawler's challenge, Lawler should expect him to put his own spin on the match. Dustin wants a shot at the American Heavyweight title. I don't see why he shouldn't receive one. Lawler protests, but I warn him that he might just protest himself out of the match. And then Lawler storms off. Back in the ring, we have Bad Company facing off against the Sheepherders. The former tag team champions look to get a measure of redemption against the Sheepherders. They have a hard-fought battle between all four men, but the Sheepherders get the pin after Butch nails a running bulldog on Tanaka in a time of 11 minutes, 22 seconds. Can the former World Tag Team Champions catch a break? Ever since they lost the titles, they have been on a bit of a slide. Where is that slide going to end? Next match is our second title match of the night. Illinois heavyweight title on the line.
Cowboy Ron Bass defending the title against Jeff Jarrett. And with Jarrett's win over Bass 2 weeks ago, he requested a title shot from me. I gladly scheduled that opportunity as soon as I could. Bass and Heenan are not very happy with it, but it was Bass who handpicked Jarrett in a non-title match. Jarrett again picks up the victory, but this time it was by disqualification, as Heenan purposely gets Bass disqualified by throwing him a chair in front of Nick Patrick. Jarrett drop kicks the chair into Bass's face, and Bass rolls out of the ring as Jarrett stands tall. Bass and Heenan leave the ringside area with the Illinois heavyweight title belt, but the winner, in a time of 10 minutes 34 seconds, by disqualification, is Jeff Jarrett. As Heenan and Bass walk backwards away from the ring, Iceman appears at the top of the entrance ramp with the kendo stick. He nails Heenan in the back of the head with the kendo stick. Bass turns around for Iceman to wrap it around Bass's throat and drops him off the ramp with a Russian leg sweep. The tension between Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass will not stop. These two are literally going to have to kill one another, it seems like, to be able to get rid of this storyline. Next match, Goldust, former world heavyweight champion, faces off against another former world heavyweight champion in the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. Goldust tries to bring out the dirty Austin Idol, but Sunshine manages to keep Idol cool. Goldust gets frustrated with his failure to bring out the bad side of Idol and that he sets him up for the shattered dreams in the corner. As Goldust argues with Nick Patrick, Sunshine helps to free one of Idol's legs. Goldust charges the corner, but Idol moves out of the way. Idol rolls him up for the pin, but his foot may have been on the middle rope. Idol rolls out of the ring with the victory, but Goldust might have gotten a bit more of a rise out of Idol than Idol wants to admit. So here we are, Austin Idol defeating the former World Heavyweight Champion Goldust in a time of 18 minutes, 29 seconds. And now, main event time. American Heavyweight title on the line. Jerry Lawler defending against Dustin Rhodes. And Dustin comes down to the ring ready for a fight. Lawler reluctantly comes down to the ring. He looks unhappy to be defending the title in this match. He seems that he is under a great deal of duress. Hesitantly, he hands Nick Patrick the title belt. While Patrick displays the title belt for the crowd, Dustin plays to the crowd. Lawler nails him from behind with a forearm that knocks him out of the ring. Lawler demands that Patrick starts counting Dustin out. Patrick tells him the match hasn't even started. Dustin climbs back into the ring, and Patrick calls for the bell. Even though Lawler is a babyface in the PWA, he wrestles the entire match as a heel. He does everything he can to toss Dustin out of the ring for a cheap countout win. When that grows tiresome, he even tosses Dustin over the top rope. He celebrates that he can keep the title with the DQ. But Patrick says Dustin's own momentum took him over. Lawler does everything he can to get a cheap win or a disqualification, and it still doesn't work for him. When he can't seem to get himself disqualified, Lawler decides to hightail it up the aisle to accept a countout loss. The first time he tries, Dustin follows him up the aisle to drag him back to the ring. Lawler manages to escape the ring again, but he's met by Tully Blanchard in the middle of the aisle. Tully backs Lawler into the ringside area, where Dustin grabs him from behind with a back suplex on the concrete floor. Tully sticks around in the aisle, serving as a no-contact lumberjack for the match. Forced to actually wrestle the match, Lawler gives Dustin everything he can handle. Dustin kicks out of two pile drivers. Frustrated, Lawler heads to the corner to prepare a fireball. Instead of Dustin, Lawler throws it into Patrick's face. With the referee down, Tully rushes the ring. Dustin gets ready for an attack, but Tully says he's only after Lawler. Dustin and Tully join forces for a moment to double-team Lawler while Patrick is down. Tommy Young comes down to the ring. Tully passes him in the aisle. Young checks on Patrick as Dustin nails Lawler with a vicious bulldog. Young rolls Patrick out of the ring and turns around to make the pinfall count. Lawler gets his shoulder up just after Young's hand hits the mat for the third time. Young calls for the bell and awards Dustin the title. Lawler tries to plead his case that he kicked out, but Young says that he didn't do it in time. Dustin Rhodes leaves as your new American Heavyweight Champion. Lawler is beside himself. He wants Dustin to get back in the ring and fight him again. However, neither of them is in condition to wrestle after having already almost fought for an hour. The episode ends with Lawler still pleading for another match, but your new American Heavyweight Champion getting the pin in a time of 57 minutes, 51 seconds is the natural Dustin Rhodes. What does this mean for Jerry Lawler and his quest for the World Heavyweight title match at Christmas Chaos? You're going to have to come back and find out, because December may be one of those months that will have a lot of twists and turns going on with it. But this is still the end of November, so you have to come back next week
to find out what happens. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.